What an asshole.
What a fucking
What
dick.
An asshole the Hulkster is.
Brother.
Brother? You trying to put that big black cock in my daughter, brother? I don't think so. Welcome to the Casual Cat. Hold on.
Was that on purpose?
Welcome to the inaugural episode of You Guys Are No Fun. That was on purpose.
That was on purpose?
That was on purpose. I'm a comic genius.
You are, man.
Yeah.
God damn.
I can see you could barely hold it in. You were like, this guy.
This guy.
It's just my sides in orbit. So those of you coming over from the Casual Cowards, we're still the same people. But
allegedly.
We just have a different name.
That's right.
I still even have the mouse pad, see? Look at that.
You Guys Are No Fun is the new name of the show, a.k.a. The No Fun Show.
Yeah, we just kind of feel like we kind of painted ourselves in a corner with the whole gaming thing. We have so many other interests.
Yeah.
So, like, me and Charles might want to have an in-depth conversation about comics works
right.
while Chester stares at us.
Well, he watches his eyes glaze over.
That's right.
Just get trashed. And, yeah. Just drink a bunch of milk. And
I love me some milk. I'm not
gonna lie. You know, we can talk about movies, talk about games. We can talk about anything we want now.
Yeah.
We could have before, and we did before. It wasn't fitting the narrative. So, yeah. So here we are, being no fun.
I'm fucking loving it, man. I'm excited about the new name. New website, new... what, new streaming feed, yeah. All of it. Go to nofunshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at The No Fun Show.
Yeah.
Ryan's doing Facebook.
I'm working on the Facebook. I got on the Facebook. Remind me about Facebook after the show. I have something to show you guys about Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Is it a
penis?
Maybe.
Almost.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm learning how to use Facebook. We're getting on Google Play finally, so we'll be on Google Play soon.
Yeah.
That's something I know people have been asking for, well, at least as the Casual Coward. So starting fresh, we'll get all of our ducks in a row.
That's right.
And hopefully more content.
Yeah.
So I got a big empty room in the back now. I can
update your favorites and
yeah.
Find us on whatever podcast app you use, and all our old episodes will still be available.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not ditching them. Not yet, anyway.
We're just we're rebranding.
We're just moving on.
We're
going to
put them behind a paywall. That's what you do.
Yeah. That's right.
You have to pay for the old ones.
We'll make a Patreon, and if you subscribe, we'll let you download the old episodes.
Right. Once.
Well, yeah. It's got DRM. You can only listen to it once.
Right. Shit comes with the nouveau, son.
Are you doing a new Instagram or anything?
I haven't decided yet. Instagram is fucking dumb. It's for like teenagers who want to share pictures of like giraffes or like middle-aged moms who want to show pictures of their food.
It's how you get laid, bro.
Hold on. First of all, I love giraffes. Okay. I'm not a teenager.
He also loves teenagers.
Second of all, how do you, you've said this before. How the fuck do you get laid
from
Instagram?
You got to slide into them DMs.
Yeah, bro. Bro, like titties are everywhere on Instagram, son. Everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Social media it seems like more work than it's worth.
It's less work, really. Like if you're just using it to get laid.
You big leaguing me?
No, I'm not big leaguing you, bro. I'm just letting you know.
It's less work.
It's less work.
All right.
Like basically your key game's gotta be all right.
Yeah.
Your key game?
Yeah, your key game, you know.
Typing.
Oh yeah, dude. I can type like 96 words a minute.
Key game's gotta be all right. Gotta have some jokes.
Yeah.
You got to be prepared to go ahead and slide a dick pic over every now and then.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, it's...
No one wants to see this thing.
Hey, bro, well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to ask somebody to hop on it, then yeah, you got to show them to them eventually.
No, you do it in the dark. No one wants to see me naked. Have you seen me? No one wants to see me naked.
My dick is like the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Rumored.
Maybe
seen.
You know, I do
possibly a myth.
I'll do some manscaping once in a while.
It's like a button in a fur coat.
Yeah. I don't want someone to see, like, my crotch. Like, I got, you know, it's, like, all rashy on my thighs from being fat, and it's 108 degrees in Phoenix. Like, yeah, look at all this. Like, oh, why is it all red?
Well, no, see, like, all right, so if you're going to do the dick pic, like, you don't give him the full crotch, bro. You got to center that shit.
Oh, so, and do you, like, put some sepia on there?
I mean, you
can
nice
filter.
Yeah, you can do a filter if you want. I mean, maybe get a little background action going. Maybe caption it a little bit.
Green screen.
Yeah.
Put it in, you know.
Yeah. It's like in a fjord. It's all beautiful, you know, in the background. Like
the go-to
on vacation.
Like, you just have it centered, you know, put a little caption on there. Wish you were here. Bam, done.
Ground zero or the tower smoking behind it.
There's
have your dick slowly walking away from an explosion.
That Photoshop of the guy taking the selfie.
Never look back.
Is that guy at the Photoshop of that guy taking the selfie on top of one of the towers before the plane hits?
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like your dick instead of an airplane. He's taking a picture like with your cock in the background.
Oh. Hitting the ground running with
your
dick showing.
And then you just respond, can I smash?
No. It's not can I smash. I'm trying to smack.
Okay. I'm trying to smack. I'm trying to see. I'm behind on my lingo.
Smash it and
bang. I can't keep up with the young people now.
Don't worry, bro. I got you.
Smang it. Right. I showed you that Flint Flossie.
Yeah.
You remember Flint Flossie?
No.
Oh, man.
Smang it, girl. Smash it and bang.
Was I super trashed?
It was. Remember when we helped Dirk with his inaugural Sweetwater thing? The frisbee golf.
That was when all the homeless people were coming out of the bushes.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Like we had to man our certain spots, and you and I were hanging out at some picnic table, and I was sharing Flint Flossie with you.
I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
I pissed in the trash can there.
Yeah.
Well, that's a random
point. Well, what else are parks for?
We're in the middle. I was in the middle of a park. I had no idea where the nearest bathroom was.
It was really far.
And I was just at this picnic table in the middle of a like I said, a park, a field. So the nearest thing to piss in, I couldn't just piss on a pole.
And you couldn't go down into that ditch bushes were because all the homeless people live down there.
I just kind of leaned against the pole and pissed in the trash can.
Like an adult.
Just totally nonchalant.
What are you doing? I'm minding my business.
Like a fucking adult. Yeah, good times.
All right.
Love frisbee golf.
Oh, shit. So, you know what I saw?
Tell me.
What's up?
Liam Neeson is retiring from action movies.
But he's got a unique set of skills.
He does. He's going to take that shit somewhere else.
But let's really ask ourselves, when's the last time he used that unique set of skills? It's kind of been a minute.
Well, Taken 3?
He did like 14
Takens.
That
was a while ago.
And then, how long ago was that Gray movie? Or the Wolf
movie?
That was
like a good 4 or 5 years ago.
And then he was recently in some other action movie, and I cannot remember the name of it. But I'll look it up. Yeah. So he announced it at the Toronto Film Festival.
You mean he's in the smash hit Born Ready?
Run All Night was his most recent. Oh, The Commuter comes out this year.
Yeah, that's the last action movie he did.
I have no clue what the fuck that even is.
Yeah. I don't either.
So he announced it earlier this week, and he said his kind of falling into being an action star was by pure accident, which has got to be true.
A pure accident.
Well, because he was a serious actor. He was in Schindler's List. He was Darkman. No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
It's true. That's a really good movie.
Rob Roy?
But he couldn't do it forever. I mean, he started doing action movies when he was like in his 50s.
Yeah, he's a relatively old guy, right?
He went on to say they're still throwing money at me. Can you do his voice? They're still throwing money at me to do that stuff. I'm like, guys, I'm 60 fucking five. Audiences eventually are going to go, come on. That's not a very good Liam Neeson. But yeah, it's true. Yeah. He's 60 fucking five.
Yeah, but the counterpoint to that, he's also fucking Liam Neeson.
He is Liam Neeson. Well, he could still be scary. He just doesn't have to do action movies.
Yeah, like he's kind of graduated to that point now where he's like that dude in an action movie that's like the boss that you don't fuck with that says he's going to fucking kill you.
Right.
So he doesn't have to be the main character anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So he can just be a scary dude.
Well, that's right. He's the voice of Aslan.
He just doesn't have to fight people. Really?
Yeah,
and
Jesus
the Lion,
Lion,
the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yeah,
Jesus Lion.
He's Jesus Lion, yeah.
Come on, those books aren't an allegory for Christ.
No, not at all.
Not in the least.
I love those books. Let me burp.
Okay.
Go ahead, talk.
All right, so hold on. If he's going to retire, does that mean that somewhere Sylvester Stallone is like, all right, I got this check. You're coming back.
I got it.
Expendables 4.
Oh.
Because, I mean.
Was he in the Expendables 3?
No, he wasn't in any of them.
Oh, okay.
And almost the entire cast of the movies are people that are like, yeah, I'm not doing action movies anymore.
Like old or retired action stars.
Yeah, and all of them at some point have said, no, I'm not doing action movies anymore. I mean.
Until Stallone starts bringing those checks out.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'd be down with that.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun because. Those movies are fun. And yes. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, they're just cheesy action movies.
That's the fucking point.
Exactly. Like, they're fucking cheesy action movies. They're exactly what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Although. Yeah,
they need some. They need. Oh, as a villain.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
that'd
as
be
a
even
villain.
Better.
Yeah, like he doesn't have to like actually rough anybody up. Just be around, be imposing. Yeah. You know, drop a couple speeches that are really, really threatening.
Yeah, don't have to like fight anybody. You can just be the guy with the gun.
Oh, that's what I just saw him in. I mean, watched A Monster Calls, which is a. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a great movie.
It's not a great movie. He was the voice of the monster.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember. I was like, I just saw him in something.
Last thing.
That's what it was.
Last thing I saw him in, which is a good movie, is A Walk Amongst the Tombstones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
A Walk Amongst the.
It's either A Walk Among or Amongst the Tombstones.
Okay. A Walk Among the Tombstones.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, he played Matt Scudder in that.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
The legendary Matt Scudder. He's a private investigator that investigates the disappearance of a little girl. Well, not a little girl. She's like a teenager.
Oh, it's like Man on Fire.
Yeah, a little bit like that. But it's really good.
What, less Denzel?
It's not really an action movie. It's more of a mystery.
Mm-hmm. Private investigator Matthew Scudder is hired by a drug kingpin to find out who kidnapped and murdered his wife.
I'm sorry. A lady. Not a little girl.
I think the last thing I saw him in was Ted 2.
God damn, why did you watch that?
It was fucking hilarious. You know what? Fuck everybody. I like Seth MacFarlane. I think what he does is funny.
Oh, you know what?
So suck my dick.
I was last night, speaking of Seth MacFarlane, I saw Logan Lucky.
Yeah.
And he played a British race car driver.
Yeah.
And I hated his role in that movie. I was like, had this obnoxious fake mustache on.
Were you meant to hate him?
I think so, but not for the reasons that I did hate him. You were meant to hate him because he was an obnoxious, like, douchebag, but I hated him because his British accent and acting were awful.
Was he just doing Stewie voice the whole time?
That would have been better. It would have been better.
Oh, that's hard to imagine, actually.
Adult Stewie, whose voice is the same as baby
right.
Stewie.
Yeah.
No, it was just a terrible British accent. And... What's the name of the guy who's James Bond?
Daniel Craig
had an American accent for some weird fucking reason.
Yeah, that was the joke. The joke is that they're basically flipping roles.
It was terrible. He had a terrible Southern accent. It was a good movie. I do recommend the movie. But yeah, it was totally unnecessary. that was a good film. I liked it. It's the kid who plays Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
Adam Driver. I wanted to see him in something other because I'd never seen him in anything else, and I liked him in this. He was good.
Did he also play a Southern guy?
There, it was in West Virginia. Everybody was from West Virginia.
Was his accent more believable?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay. He kind of played real kind of quiet. He was one of the brothers. It was him and Tanning Chatham.
That doesn't sound like a couple brothers to me at all, bro.
It takes place in the South.
Brothers.
Now that you mention it, the only black people in the movie were inmates.
Sounds like West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a few plot holes, like the prison escape. They didn't explain how they...
Spoilers, bro.
There was a just secret tunnel in the bathroom. Like, they didn't explain how that got there.
It was left over from the Shawshank Redemption.
Maybe that's what it was.
Your friend, Andy Dufresne.
Thanks, Andy.
Little did the warden know that Andy had left a tunnel for everybody else to get out.
Right behind
the royalties from till the day he died.
Tunnel behind the paper towel dispenser for some reason.
Hey, how did he hang that poster back up, by the way, after he crawled out of that tunnel?
Great question, right?
I don't think he hung it up. It was only attached at the top.
What? So he just flipped it up?
So it was okay. It's like a little panel. Just flip it up. It's a flap. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to go back and see if that's true. Because the warden like threw something at it and it went through it, which means it had to be taught on all four corners.
Not necessarily.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's how that would work.
If he threw it hard enough.
I don't know, man. Posters in the back in the
you
day.
You got a lot of posters
of
here. We'll
really
test
good material.
We'll test it.
Just start throwing shit at the walls until you find my secret tunnel.
Right. I know where your secret tunnel is.
It's just like Whoa. It's like just filled with animal porn. Whoa. What?
This shit took a turn.
Well, I don't. I'm just gonna fess up now. I want you
like
throwing shit at my walls.
Porn?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Animal porn.
Or animals fucking other animals.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, shit gets weird in an orgy.
Furries.
Bro.
Yeah. No.
No. You it's think? Either
good because that's
animals,
where I draw the fucking line.
People or animals and people, but not animals dressed as people. That's just fucking weird.
Where I draw the line.
Yeah. No.
Good.
Fuck.
Good on you.
What about animals dressed as humans?
Now you're well, now like an animal wearing a t-shirt.
No,
I
hate
can get behind that.
Animals in clothes.
Nah.
Well, if you did, I wouldn't watch it because it's wrong.
Like, you know, like a horse wearing glasses and a shirt.
I'm pretty sure it says in the Bible that you're not allowed to do
you're
that.
Not allowed to dress
yeah,
up animals.
You can't dress
as
up
people.
Animals as people.
So
you don't want them thinking they're
it's
people.
It's abomination.
You don't want them thinking they're
if
people.
If an animal likes dressing up as a person, does it make them a skinny?
A what?
Instead
a furry,
of a furry,
a skinny?
I mean, it's a valid question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
This is way too philosophical for
put
me.
Put them in some skinny jeans and boom.
Get a skinny and some skinnies.
Yeah.
Then go skinny dipping.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah, man. I'd watch that.
I gagged a little bit.
Doing some skinny dipping.
Oh,
I
man.
Like it. I like the sound of that.
I can't wait for sometime this weekend when Trish is like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Skinny dipping.
And then just radio silence.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
We'll miss you, Liam.
So
he's not retiring from movies.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's just going to go back to watching movies that
he
no
can
one
still
watches.
Be a, the ghost of a Jedi, probably.
No, that's not happening, bro.
He's got something coming out. Fuck. I forgot what it was. Google it.
I've got his IMDb page open right now.
I believe it's like it's either like a Scorsese
in
or...
2018. He is scheduled to be in Marlowe, The Commuter, Widows.
Oh, they make another Philip Marlowe movie
and Hard Powder.
Maybe it's Hard Powder. I don't know what that is.
That sounds like
an action film to
it
me.
Sounds
nah,
like,
man,
it sounds like
sounds
a snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
Damn, Rizzi. Right?
I was thinking, you know that you remember the movie Powder?
Okay,
it's like an action film starring that character.
Okay,
Hard Powder.
But didn't that guy explode?
Did he
no, he didn't explode. He just split himself amongst the spectrum.
That's the
so
dumbest
he's
thing.
He's everywhere.
So he
exploded.
Comes back together, but this time he's hard.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he looks like the fucking Diablo from Suicide Squad. He's all fucking tatted and shit.
Yeah.
He's all fucking hardcore.
He's still pale as a ghost.
Okay.
But with just tats.
Yeah.
All right.
No shirt.
And he's, of course, he's been working out.
Right.
Or he just reformed himself into a more muscular form.
Well, yeah, because
the khaki
that's
dickies, obviously. He's sagging a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's got a chain. He's got a chain on his wallet.
Yeah.
Okay, so did he also time travel back to like 1999 to a Korn concert?
Well, it's
because that's what I'm getting at.
Well, because he doesn't know what happened in the world when he left. He's been stuck in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, okay.
So he comes back and
he came back,
he's kind of got the
because what he wore a fedora or a
look.
Pork pie hat or something in that movie, didn't he have some stupid ass hat? He comes back.
That was Breaking Bad. Different ball guy.
Oh, my bad.
Right.
Do all white people look alike to you?
Different powder.
Right. Jesus. Get your shit together.
My bad. It's been a while. Been a while.
Different bald white guy.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Right?
Jesus. You're going to trigger
bad.
Somebody.
My bad.
Right. Someone's going to get triggered.
Speaking of triggered, Ryan was triggered when he heard they're doing a TV reboot of True Lies.
Why? Okay. I fucking love True Lies.
I know. True Lies is it's
we
so fucking good, man.
We were seriously 10 minutes ago before we even heard this. We're talking about how hot Jamie Lee Curtis was in that stripping
scene.
She
was really fucking hot in that.
Yeah. Because there was some ad or something on, probably a yogurt ad on fucking Twitter or something with her. No, because she's doing another Halloween.
Yeah, she is.
And there was an ad for it. And
so,
like, God, she looks good for
it's not
lady.
Official yet, but Fox is asking for a pilot.
I hope it's as good as, as Lethal Weapon. Because I've only seen the commercials.
Christ.
And it looks like one of the worst shows that's ever been put on TV. I'm just
it's a strong statement.
Yeah, it really is. And you know what? I'm gonna stick with it.
Okay.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not.
Why?
I don't really watch a lot of TV.
Because it looked like one of the worst shows ever put on TV.
Hold on, bro. You cannot tell me that anything with Damon Wayans in it would be the worst put on TV. There's no way.
I don't know, man. Like,
it's Damon.
Has he been in anything?
It's the good Wayans.
Since
anything with his kids is going to be the worst thing on TV.
Really? I like his son.
Damon Wayans Jr. I like.
Okay.
What's the other one?
There's another one?
He was in Naked.
You're talking about Marlon?
Marlon.
Is that his kid? I thought they were like a nephew or
it's like his nephews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's too many.
Naked was fucking terrible.
That
I
bitch
shut
got
it
more kids than Miss Wayans.
2 minutes.
There's so fucking many of them. We yeah, it just, there's that. No reason for it. You know, unless you get Tom Arnold back. That'd be down.
Okay. That's your one ask? Tom that's Arnold?
I like Tom Arnold. I don't know why. He plays such a good asshole. Probably because he's a
Schwarzenegger
fucking
asshole. Schwarzenegger to make a cameo appearance. He doesn't do TV.
Oh, God. Oh, he's too big a star. He did do a commercial for California.
He does commercials for fucking mobile games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For Mobile Strike.
Mobile Strike.
So maybe he can do a
download
cameo on TV.
Download and play today.
Ugh. That makes me not want to play it. So, yeah, you know what?
I just had a
I'm
just
excited
had a
to see True Lies
now.
Because Tom Arnold's going to be in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, verified.
So, okay,
right
so.
Right now, I just verified it.
I would rather just get a sequel to True Lies.
Oh, good. Yeah. They're bringing in the the executive producer of the True Lies. I'm sorry, the Lethal Weapon reboot.
God damn it.
Same executive producer is writing the
story. So
none of this shit ever works out well for anybody.
So we're just going to remake all of the 80s. You know what? They are. Because before the Lethal Weapon movie came out, before the Lethal Weapon show came out, there was a pilot of a Beverly Hills Cop TV show. That was being shopped at CBS and didn't get picked up.
Who was going to play Axel
what a
Foley?
Shame.
Some random comedian. I don't know.
Marlon Wayans?
No, not one of the Wayanses.
Trevor Noah?
No.
I watched that.
But that happened. There was a Rush Hour TV show last
Donald
year.
Donald Glover?
That came and went.
Would you watch
I like Donald
Would
Glover.
You watch a Beverly Hills Cop with Donald Glover in it?
Yeah, I fucking would.
Yeah, I would too.
So this paragraph starts with reboots continue to remain in high demand.
No, by who?
As broadcast, cable, and streaming outlets look for proven IP in a bid to cut through a cluttered, scripted landscape that is quickly approaching 500 original series.
By the way, if you haven't heard our other show, Still Reeling, I mean, it really kind of holds true. Not that. This. No, this. This? There you go. God, but no us.
In a world where Hollywood has run out of ideas...
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I wasn't lying. Holy shit.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, this development season shows no signs of that trend slowing down as ABC is readying a live-action take on the Jetsons.
Get the... Oh,
a female-led greatest American hero.
Yeah, that's the new wave, too. Taking shit that had, like,
why?
Dudes in it originally and then remaking it.
I thought it was only, like, 12 episodes. I don't know why that thing was so big.
NBC is adapting The Munsters...
Either. Yeah,
they tried
that
before.
And Miami Vice. That was Adam's family, wasn't it?
No, it was the Munsters.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought Miami Vice they already brought back.
No, that was
Hawaii 5-0.
And Amazon has recently picked up a Starsky and Hutch revival.
Why?
We were
they already made those bad movies. Yeah, we were talking about Huggy Bear.
I don't fucking know, man. Because Hollywood has run out of fucking ideas.
They really are just going back to old
maybe
shit.
Maybe they should
point.
Listen to
it's
our show. We
blatant,
have great
man.
Ideas. Well, you guys do, but...
No, don't sell yourself short, buddy. The Cheetos movie was a great idea.
That shit would get made, son.
Yeah, it's true.
It would. If any of our ideas actually have a chance.
They made a goddamn movie about emoji.
Dude, they made what is that? The Lego Ninjagos? They made a Ninjago movie.
Actually, that shit looks pretty funny.
Man, looks
I'm going to go
see it.
Those fucking Lego movies don't miss,
yeah,
bro.
They made, an Angry Birds movie.
No, I started to watch the Legos Marvel, and it missed.
Oh, yeah, that's not the same thing, bro.
Yeah. Well, that was a Netflix series, I think.
Yeah, get that shit the fuck
it
out of
here. It was Garbaggio.
What are some other really bad ideas? Oh, they made a Candy Crush TV show? Game
they
show?
Did. And motherfuckers were on TV playing fucking Candy Crush.
Right?
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Bro, like, I feel like we
they
just
got brothers
live in
hanging
the,
from the rafters.
Like, we live in the wrong fucking place, man. Like, some motherfucker just walked into a meeting fresh off just, like, the freshest rail of Coke. Say, bro, 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 bro. What if we just play Candy Crush on TV?
Well,
bro?
You know what? I think that's the problem. I think they're not doing Bro, because right? that's when we got really great shows and in TV and movies. It was like in the '80s and nineties.
Okay.
Maybe they need to bring cocaine back and get off of that crocodile now or whatever the fuck it is.
Opiates.
Crocodile.
They're doing it in fucking Hollywood.
Everyone's taking painkillers and they're in a fucking just
that's
idiotic
stupor. That's
what
it is. They're all on Oxycontin. Yeah, man.
Fucking Xannies, bro.
Yeah.
And they're just like looking around the room and Lethal Weapon. Let's just do Lethal Weapon.
We need to right? declare a state of emergency. Hollywood, start doing coke again, please.
Right? Before we end up with a remake of Jumping Jack Flash.
What? What was that?
Operation Dumbo Drop, the TV
series. Oh, fuck. before what we was get
starring Jerry
bedtime,
O'Donnell.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Before we get a remake of The Air Up There with Donald Trump.
Home Alone, the series with Donald Trump.
I was going to say Anthony Weiner, but all right. Besides, he's already part of the Home Alone universe.
Exactly.
Wait, is he?
Yeah, he's in Home Alone too.
Who?
Lost in New York.
Donald Trump.
The Trumpster?
Yeah. Wait, did you hear the story about that?
No.
Okay, so there's a reason he's in that. So apparently, if you film anything in a building that Donald Trump owns,
he has to be in
it. His requirement is that you have to shoot a scene with him in it.
Huh.
That man is such a fucking...
It's a requirement. Like,
you just egomaniacal sociopath.
So, that's the leader of our nation.
And
No politics, remember?
Of all people, it was Matt Damon, the other one, that was like, yeah, like we had to shoot this scene with him for this movie that we were filming. It was all for show. Like we filmed the scene, we took multiple takes.
In Trump Tower or something.
And then immediately
deleted just cut it.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently Home Alone 2 is one of the few movies where they're like, oh yeah, I guess we'll fucking keep it.
They actually kept the scene.
Yeah.
Stupid.
What the
stupid
fuck,
Macaulay
man.
Culkin. What an asshole.
Right?
This is your fault, bro.
Thanks, Macaulay. What kind of name is Macaulay anyway?
About as Irish as you can fucking get.
Right? Culkin.
What's right? his brother's name? Kieran.
Oh, yeah.
That's my roommate's
That's
real
roommate's
name.
Yeah.
That's the yeah, Kieran Culkin's a weird looking motherfucker, too.
He's like the same person.
No, Macaulay Culkin looks like he always has some sort of disease.
He does,
Wasn't
doesn't he?
Karen...
He looks like he's had cancer for 20 years.
He was in that one about choir boys or something.
Well, that sounds hot.
Yeah,
it sounds like your type of movie, bro.
It's a good movie. Did some skinny dipping while I watched that.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
Well played.
Proud of you for that
man.
Shit, boys. What else you got?
Dave's back in the chat.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Earlier this week, I was looking at some God of War news because we were talking about it at work and I wanted to know when the fuck, what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. One is it won't have the same, you won't be collecting orbs to level up your weapons like you used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's actually, I forgot the name. There's two like trolls that created weapons for the Norse gods, and you have to go to those guys.
Charles is a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's stay trolling, bro.
Yeah.
You know who else was a troll? The boy who cried wolf. So you better watch it.
I don't know
eaten
that.
Eaten by wolves.
Yeah. No one's ever going to believe you. The next time you say you hate something, we're going to be like, no, he doesn't. And another thing, this is a huge thing for me, because it's something I kind of enjoyed about God of War, is they're doing away with the QuickTime events.
I can see that.
I don't like the QuickTime events.
It's
my only concern is, are they going to have the unique death animations and like the unique super violent kills?
I imagine so. Yeah,
I really like that. And you know what? One of the most visceral things I've ever done in a video game is
viscera cleanup detail.
Yeah, no, it's when you have to fucking what god was it where you poked his fucking eyes out?
Oh yeah.
That was one of the most horrifying things I've ever had to do in a video game.
Helios or
Poseidon.
Helios?
It's Poseidon.
It was Poseidon that you ripped
Helios'
head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was guttural, man. That was fucking hardcore.
Because you saw it from Poseidon's point of view.
And you had to push in on both of them like you were jamming your thumbs into his eyes.
It's not very often that you have second person.
That was like the best QuickTime event ever in the history of gaming. But I'm hoping that they can fill that void with some really cool death animations and stuff, because that's like half a God of War is the the death animation. Like, how are you going to kill this guy?
Yeah.
How fucked up is it going to be when this guy dies?
Every time you murder a god, it has to be fucking epic.
Or even, like, the mid-bosses and stuff, like Minotaurs and shit, where you, like, rip their fucking
disembowel,
stab, rip their guts out. Like, that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
I need that.
They're beautiful. What, didn't you, like, you ripped a Minotaur's horn out of his head and then stabbed him in the eye with it or some shit? Like, fuck yeah.
Or the the Medusas, when you pull their Gorgons, when you rip their heads off and all the other enemies in the room turn to stone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So I need that kind of shit. If you're not going to have quick time events, there at least needs to be a way, either with a special move or
staples of the franchise.
Like, if you kill him with, you know, square instead of X, you get a different death animation. But
yeah,
I need that.
But
I need it.
You know what that means? Then if there are no QTEs, Kratos doesn't fuck anybody in this game, dude.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to... Well, maybe...
Maybe
you
his son does.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a QTE for it, bro. That's the tradition. Is there a QTE for you to go and get your...
That's true. You had
X,
to
X, 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 X,
tap X, X, rotate the
right?
control joystick, and those are fun. Right. Well, you hear the girls go,
right?
Kratos.
If there's ever one time where you're like, oh, God, wow, this is...
I'm so hard right
this
now.
This is me playing video games, huh? That's it.
This is what video games were meant to
it's
be.
It's real hard to beat off while you're doing those QuickTime events.
It is.
Unless you're slapping that X button with your penis.
Well, because, okay, so when you're fucking Aphrodite, I think, and then there's those two chicks diking out in the back, that shit was awesome. I mean, not that I...
Oh, I replayed that event many times.
But once you get into it, and you get to the part where you're going faster, and then finally it just takes over, and then you get to watch the chicks back in the back get all over each other, and that's where you set the controller down. Or slide it in between your legs.
Because the vibration. Make sure you have the vibration turned on.
Yeah.
So you're just MacGyvering some shit over there, bro? Yeah.
And then you get a little stimulation, you know, on the taint.
On the
because,
taint.
Yeah, because the controller's curved, you know, with the hand, and you right, and you just kind of...
It cradles your taint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So his name is actually like almost like a double entendre.
Oh, yeah. Kratos. Kratol.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like your balls fit like... Where it goes in, and it comes over the front of your balls, and underneath your balls, and up into your taint.
Huh.
That's why they designed them like that.
Huh. That's the reason.
That's the ergonomic design they speak of, eh?
That's why it's shaped like a banana, kind of.
So I'm going to be kind of disappointed if I can't do that.
I do want to say, like, because of God of War, that is, like, one reason why I will definitely be getting a PS4 eventually.
Yeah.
Kay Center, who is our fan who communicates with us the most. Thank you for that, Kay Center. Other fans don't talk to us a whole lot, so I appreciate you being so vocal. He just asked me, do you have a PS4 yet? And unfortunately, no, I don't, because Mark won't fucking sell me his for the price he originally told me. So fuck you, Mark. But also, I just read this comment from June 12th. Like, I need to make sure the new website notifies me when a new comment is left. But I just wanted to read this to Charles because this is one of my favorite things.
All right.
He said, Charles, eat a dick. Long live Assassin's Creed. Although he said it, I'm sure, in a British accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charles, can eat a dick. Long live Assassin's Creed.
You just turned Irish. Kind of, a little bit.
Ireland's in Britain.
It's in the United Kingdom.
Only
part of Ireland is the United Kingdom.
The UK, people from the UK are called British. People from England are called English. So if you're from Scotland, Ireland, England,
or Wales.
No,
if you're from
Wales,
Great Britain, you're called British.
Great Britain. Great Britain includes England and Scotland. It's the actual Greater Britain.
Wait,
you're
Scotland
right.
is its own country, isn't it?
It's,
why'd you bring Scotland in?
No, it's part of the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's its own country, but it's part of the UK, though.
But isn't Northern Ireland its own country? I thought it wasn't in the United Kingdom.
Or Northern
is
Ireland
is
not
this
part
is
of the
confusing.
UK.
Yeah,
right. Get your shit together, islands over there.
Islands over there.
We're all very confused now.
Right?
We don't know what you got going
on.
Over
speak
there.
English, for fuck's sake.
Call Liam Neeson. He knows, man.
He's right. Like, well, we're not that much different. It's like the South,
K Center,
you know, the Midwest.
Shane, who lives in Ireland, our listener Shane, please tweet us. Let
someone,
us know.
Someone let me know what's going on over there. Please. I need to know, dog.
I honestly don't even know what's going on in America right now.
Hurricanes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that.
Hurricanes. That's what's happening.
Yeah. I feel like those are overrated.
Yeah. It really was, wasn't it?
The Florida one.
I'm sorry if
one.
You live in Florida and, you know.
A lot of people were displaced.
You were without power for 3 days, but.
But, you know, as Hulk Hogan said, y'all are a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah.
Brother.
Brother.
Yeah, because you know he said brother in the end.
Of course. Crybabies, brother. See, whenever I try to do Hulk Hogan, I slip into Rando Savage. Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know. There was all those people on the news that were like, they would interview him like, sir, why aren't you leaving? He's like, nah, I've been through hurricanes before. This ain't no different than anything else. And people are like, no, dude, you have to get out. Sir, you have to leave and take your family with you. And they're just going to be, I told you. They're going to be so fucking smug about it. And then the next time there is one of these humongous storms, it's not going to downgrade.
Right.
And these motherfuckers are going to get wrecked.
Just fucking just ate a lot.
Hey, why would you stay? Get some insurance.
Nope, I'm out, son.
You know, go take a trip for 3 days. Right. Like, go up to Atlanta. I heard the ratio of men to women in Atlanta is very high. Or women to men.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's where the players play.
Is it?
Yeah, Atlanta. You ride on things like
every
day.
Heard that. ATL.
Oh, God. Damn it.
Hot Atlanta.
You know, big beach.
Mm-hmm.
Great streets. See gangsters rolling.
They gets down, baby.
Yeah.
No, different song.
Different geographic. That's New York.
That's Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Rockefeller Records.
Yeah, that's a completely different geographic.
I was thinking, what's that song? Bam, 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 bam.
That is Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
That's the one I was talking about.
That's different.
That's also Uptown, baby.
Uptown. Uptown, baby. We gets down, baby.
Oh,
so I said they gets down, baby.
Yeah, but the first thing in that chorus is New York, New York. The first thing they say.
I thought that song was
he
about
says
Atlanta.
New York.
No,
right at the beginning.
Oh, see,
no,
it's wrong, a good thing you guys are here.
No, he was doing Outkast.
No,
wasn't it?
No, that's
what
fucking
is that?
Jermaine Dupri, bro.
Oh, JD.
Welcome to Atlanta.
I love JD.
JD.
No one likes JD. Do you like Jermaine Dupri? Is that one of those things that only black dudes like?
No.
Okay.
Not even black people like Jermaine Dupri?
No. Jermaine Dupri is for folks a little older than me.
He did give us the brat.
He's been around for a long ass time. He gave us the brat.
He did give us the
brat.
He
gave us a little Bow Wow.
He
gave us Crisscross.
Crisscross. I was like, what is that kid group?
Yeah, man. He also gave us Dim Franchise Boys.
Dim Franchise Boys.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, banging my white tee.
Who the fuck is
slanging
that?
Slanging my white tee.
I'm sorry.
All in the club, spin game in my white tee. You never heard White Tee? Ever?
No.
I ain't doing all kinds of stuff in a White Tee.
Yeah,
dude. Just a busy guy.
I love songs about accessories.
Like two phones.
Well, sure, it's not an accessory.
Or two chains.
That's a rapper.
I know. His name is actually a description of his accessories. It's like if a rapper were called Headphones or something stupid like that.
There's a new rapper out called Beats by Dre.
Right?
You get sued so fucking
yo,
fast.
Yo, just that new hot joint from Bluetooth headset.
Like, what if Eminem always carried around a bag of M&Ms? That's like his thing. That's like his accessory.
But like, just the brown ones?
No.
Nah.
Just, okay.
Multicolor. Nah, he doesn't really like the brown ones.
No, he likes to he likes to mix it up. Right? Okay. Keep all the colors together.
Rainbow.
Yeah, a rainbow of flavor.
He's all about that rainbow.
No, that's
those
Skittles.
Are Skittles. Yeah, those are Skittles.
I didn't say he tastes the rainbow. It just says he likes the all the colors to be together.
All the colors of the wind?
Yeah.
Yep.
He paints with them. fucking shit. You guys are worse. Charles, give me something to talk about.
Oh, man.
Come on.
So I played Destiny 2.
That's out. My brother said it's hot. What do you think?
God damn, it's so fucking good.
Is it?
Good, huh?
So good.
Mark's been playing that a lot.
So good.
I believe those were his exact words. It's hot, son. Yeah.
It's hot, son?
It's hot, son.
All right.
Yeah. Was that accurate?
Yeah. That is an accurate statement, sir.
Is it not just more of the same?
No, it's not.
Because it's the demo or the beta sounded like it was just more of the same.
Nah.
Dude, this is like, much more?
It's all the best stuff about Destiny
mm-hmm.
with more good stuff on top of it.
Okay.
It's so good, dude. Like, the last game, like, there was a lot of expected of you of just grinding. Like, you had to work your way up.
Every time I'd watch my brother play that game, that's all they were fucking doing.
Yeah.
Grinding, looking for loot.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, I gotta get this
gun. I like grinding.
Yeah?
They call me Grinder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm always grinding.
Is your yeah, and your white tee.
That's right.
And your excellent grinder profile.
That's right.
But no, like there's obviously a case where you have to search for loot and everything, but it's a game that rewards you way more often. So you don't.
So
have,
the grind isn't as hard. It's not. No. You don't have to do it for 6 days with eight people.
No.
To try to get something happening.
That and the game actually has a coherent story this time, which is always good.
Okay.
But like, there are a lot of people that say it's a great story. It like they kind of went back to saying, "What if we made Halo?"
I feel like this is one of those games that doesn't really need an in-depth story.
It kind of does for the way the game's set up. Like, I could explain it at one point, but that's like its own episode, basically, explaining the story of Destiny.
Okay.
But, like, the story's okay. Like, I'm not one of those folks that thinks it's amazing. It's good enough to drive a video game and make you want to play it.
Did they bring back the Dinklebot?
No, the Dinklebot's been gone for years,
I know.
Bro.
Wasn't it Nolan North now, right?
Yeah, it's
Nolan
North.
Did his character die in the first
game? No, they just straight up replaced him because everyone hated him. North.
They just got a different midget?
No, they got Nolan North.
Yeah.
Oh. Who is he, Drake?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's but, everybody in every fucking game.
Yeah, he's everybody that Troy Baker doesn't play.
Right? They're the two.
Yeah, those are the guys.
is he Batman? Who does Batman? No, that's...
Batman is Kevin Conroy.
There you go. Thank you.
So you gave it a big thumbs up, huh?
Yeah. In fact, I would suggest, like, if you guys want, play it when it comes out on PC.
I won't. I never will.
Well, if I'm going to play it, because the first Destiny, what turned me off so much about it was I didn't have anyone to play with.
Hmm.
So if I did play this, I would want to play it with you and Mark.
Okay.
So I would have to have a PS4 to do that. So eventually I will break down and buy one, but...
Oh, dude, it's going to be
and
fun.
I'm never going to play it because I watched my brother play it, and it is fucking chaos.
Well, you're blind.
Yeah, and I can't... I'm like, what are you shooting at? What is this? Freaking yeah. out. What's going on?
Borderlands 2 is
the
only first-person shooter.
Yeah, that was good. Well, because
how did you handle that?
It's cel-shaded.
It was colorful and it was cel-shaded, which means everything had a nice black outline.
Bright colors with the cel-shading. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that was much better.
And, I mean, I carry when we play.
Yeah, also, yeah, I'm terrible at it.
But it's still fun.
Yeah, but I enjoyed the game for what it was. I couldn't do a solo campaign on easy.
Can we talk about Gearbox fucked that up, man?
Yeah, man.
Like, what'd they do?
Like, just dropping all goodwill with the existence of Borderlands.
Yeah.
Like, Borderlands 2 came out, kind of crushed everything, man.
It was fucking
It was a really popular
it was
an awesome game. It's really good.
Good game.
I mean, I remember sinking a lot of time into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I played Bioshock, too.
And
okay. Bioshock Infinite.
And then...
That's more story-driven.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, the pre-sequel flopped. The pre-sequel flopped.
And then they put out that Battleborn game that... No one played.
Flopped. Well, I mean, it had to compete with Overwatch.
Yeah.
Which crushed it.
Just ate their fucking lunch.
Blizzard, I mean, they don't put out a lot, but they put out some very polished stuff.
Yeah. If they bother to put a game out, it's
quality over
successful.
Quantity.
Exactly.
Unlike
and God bless them
motherfucking
for it.
EA or who the fuck does Assassin's Creed? Ubisoft.
That's Ubisoft, buddy.
Ugh.
Yeah. Quantity over
quality.
Yeah,
we'll fix it with patches.
Right? Put a patch on it.
So you're just upset because we're not getting any new Borderlands?
I'm a little upset. I mean, I know that Borderlands 3 was supposedly in the works.
Yeah, well, what's so frustrating is that like every few months, Randy Pitchford, the guy in charge of Gearbox, will do an interview that basically just him whining about how hard it is to make Borderlands 3, and telling people just not to expect it. Okay,
why is it that fucking hard?
Just shut the fuck up about.
I mean,
the game.
I don't know how to make a fucking game.
Yeah, like, don't
but
get me wrong.
It seems like a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah, like,
it can't be that fucking hard.
Like, I'm not saying it's easy, but you guys kind of have a formula that you can stick
and
to.
And get some writers, throw your little, you know, there's a lot of comedy stuff in there. It's funny, and it's, you know, it's got a decent story.
Right.
Just. Get some people to do that. It doesn't seem to tire some fucking Jewish writers.
Whoa.
And, dude, you look just like the cartoon I made. Your hand on your face, just goddamn it.
So, okay, in April, Randy Pitchford tweeted a picture of him wearing one of those motion capture suits.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, doing a shoot, I may or may not be a psycho bandit in a video game we may or may not be working on. So they are working on it.
Yeah.
Or they may not be.
It's another right. it's another Telltale game.
Like, oh god, that
they just need to play
featuring Chris Hardwick, his favorite.
Fuck.
Speaking of Chris Hardwick, he is heavily featured in the new episodic.
I'm never listening to it.
Once you get past the 4-minute intro where he starts by saying, I'm not going to say a whole lot, and then talks for 4 fucking minutes.
Nope.
Once you get past that, it's fucking fantastic. That if you like Futurama,
eject button.
If you like Futurama, listen to episode 903 of the Nerdist podcast, because it is featuring the entire original cast of Futurama, and they do an episode, a radio show episode of Futurama, where Hardwick is the villain, but they alter his voice. So you can't really tell it's him, which makes it that much better. And he only has a few lines.
I've never seen someone hate someone for what amounts to nothing.
I think so much. I like Hardwick for what he does. He's hardworking and he does a lot for the nerd culture. But he talks a little too much, in my opinion. But
does he though?
Yeah, he's got a whole website. Where's your website, Charles?
Well, it was casualcowards.com.
It's nofunshow.com now.
What was that again?
Nofunshow.com.
Oh, okay.
Where no means yes.
That's right. That's our tagline.
No, that's definitely not the tagline.
That is 100% look right here.
Oh, man. It is
100% the tagline.
That's right.
Oh.
Because it's the yes fun show. In reality.
That's what it really means. It has right there.
Where oh, no good God. Yes.
It has no other implications.
Oh.
There are no implications.
Oh, I'm going to go to jail for some shit I didn't even do.
Like every other black person in prison.
Jesus True. Christ. Yeah, you want to go to West Virginia?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Nope.
I heard it's nice this time. You want to get some Mountain Dew? I heard it's the official soft drink of West Virginia.
This is actually 100% true, because I've been to West Virginia more times than I probably
West
should.
West Virginia.
God, I hate West Virginia.
Where everyone drinks Mountain Dew. Bling.
Take me home, Mountain Dew.
That was terrible. That was bad. You should feel bad for what you just did there.
Right. That's bad. You should
Charles,
just
you have anything you want? Or Chester, do you have anything you want to talk about?
I think we covered everything on my docket.
On your docket?
My docket.
All right. Well, then that'll take us out.
My space docket.
That's right. I think it's talking about too. Yeah. Speaking of which, I got to go to the bathroom. You want to meet me in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll space dock. We'll sword fight. Be a lot of fun.
Right.
You space dock in your white tee. Sword fight in your white tee.
Do a little skinny dipping.
Charles,
you want to
be the judge?
I'm pretty sure that I don't need to judge that.
Come on. Well, someone's got to get
Come on. We need an impartial judge.
Someone's got to get the finger trap apart.
Whoa. I wasn't aware there's a finger trap involved.
Well, I mean, when we stick. When
Here's
we,
the secret.
When we dock.
You're the finger trap.
Well, if you're still with us, thanks for listening to the first episode of the No Fun. Or
you guys are no fun.
Or what's the website?
Nofunshow.com.
I was right. I'm getting confused because it's still early. But hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you still like us. So, right. For episode 1, I'm
hope
Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.